They don't wear jackets because they're cloaked in failure. GRD Weekly. Hell yeah, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, all the ships at sea. It is GRD Weekly, episode number 27 for this September the 18th of 2008. We are gathered here at the round table once more in the vicarage.
Oh, yeah.
It's not
really
very fancy. We're sitting at a kitchen table in the
I got my shoes off.
Eating area.
I'm setting a spell.
But okay, this is what we do these days. It's
Absolutely.
Easier. I've got kids asleep upstairs. My wife is gone, and, you know, it's all okay.
And he invited some men over.
And I've invited over men to spend time with me, including, friends, ladies and gentlemen, the legendary, the Bruce.
Are you okay? Because you're sweating pretty profusely.
Well, you know, it is kind of hot in here.
Just a little bit.
I am wearing two shirts, though.
Man funk.
The smell of man sweat.
I don't know. That's all I got.
That's all you got. All right. Well, that's fine. Over there across from me, that, friends, ladies and gentlemen, the man, the myth, the legend, the super producer, Billy Flynn.
He exercises his First Amendment right to be awesome.
Yeah, I do it too. It's about the only thing I've been exercising the last 2 weeks. Oh. I've been sick, damn it. Leave me alone. I am the vicar.
If I didn't love you so damn much, I'd have to kill you, bro.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
We love you, man.
Many times, and yet I'm still up in his house. You know, we managed to pull ourselves away from the TV long enough to do this show. However, that's apropos because tonight we are doing our fall TV preview episode.
Oh, yeah, see what you did there.
Good job, man. I turned it around. I wrapped it up in a big circle.
You were a professional.
Wrapped it up in a big circle. It's one big circle. Life, that's what it is. One big O-ring. One big sphincter. That's life. That's what I'm talking about right there.
Huh.
I have very little to say about this subject because I watch almost no television.
Okay.
However, I'm here to offer witty repartee to
you
gentlemen.
Good job.
So,
well, we do.
That's what he calls it.
Okay.
That's fine.
We watch TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
We've been known to.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've seen a program or so.
Or so.
Let's start off, gentlemen, as we always do, with a look at our geeky weeks. I will begin.
Wow.
By saying I took my girls to see WALL-E last weekend.
Oh, congratulations.
I sure as heck did. I did. I was kind of bored.
Were you?
Yeah, it was okay.
I love that movie.
There's nothing wrong with it, but I got kind of bored. It's fine. I won't buy it kind of thing, but the girls enjoyed it. Igor comes out tomorrow, and though that's rated PG, I'm thinking about taking the girls to see that on Saturday.
I think you'd wait to actually have somebody else. Well, maybe somebody on the forums will see it Friday.
Maybe so.
And they'll post something.
Because I wouldn't go
to Goodhart. Saturday. Where are you at?
That's true. Let me know that. Also in movies, I bought for the girls because I got it for $5. I bought a copy of Fairy Tale. You guys remember Fairy Tale? This was about the little girls in the English countryside during the First World War who claimed they had photographs of fairies. Harry Houdini got involved with these children. Not that way. As did Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, played by the great Peter O'Toole, by the way. Harry Houdini was played Harvey Keitel. There we go. Thank you.
What? Really?
The girls kind of liked it. Mm. I thought it was just as sweet as can be. I really enjoyed Fairy Tale.
Oh,
I do not remember this film at all.
I enjoyed
it. I'm not gay.
I also, leave me be, I also bought, because it came out on Tuesday, and you guys knew I was going to buy, the brand new Breakfast Club Flashback Edition DVD.
Yeah, because you need 8 versions of the film.
Awesome.
I had one, okay, but it sucks. We've said that for years. The DVD Breakfast Club, for such a monumental film, has nothing on it. It doesn't even have a trailer on it.
Oh, good job.
And the transfer is not good. So
not particularly.
This one, it's a better transfer. It's still not fantastic, but it's a better transfer. I watched the commentary with Judd Nelson and Anthony Michael Hall, which was great. I watched the almost 2 hours worth of documentary materials on there.
Oh, okay. Nice.
It had the damn theatrical trailer. Thank
That's
you,
awesome.
Lord.
Yeah.
For like $20 or less, fantastic.
Okay.
Recommend it. Even if you own it, if you own the $5 version, no, man. If you're a Breakfast Club fan, you know, trade up.
Time
trade
to
up.
Replace.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my advice. Podcasting, I finished Chasing the Bad
from
the lovely and talented Philippa Ballantyne, with whom I did some speaking this week back and forth, and it looks like there will be a part waiting for me in Digital Magic.
Oh, congratulations.
They do need somebody to sweep.
I also. Yeah. Oh, damn, yo.
Oh.
And
Fluffer.
I got just the part for them. I also started Jack Palms 3. You know, I ran into we hung out with Seth Harwood.
Yes, we did.
The great Seth Harwood from SethHarwood.com, the Jack Palms author at Dragon Con. He's got his new book, Young Junius, out, which I'm anxious to check out, but I'm a book behind. I still got to watch. I still got to listen to Jack Palms 3.
Yeah, I got to go through all of them.
You really do.
Yeah,
I dig me some Jack Palms, man.
They're on the list.
Hard-boiled crime, yo. And I'm going to be doing the story so far in a Young Junius episode next week.
Nice.
Good job. Good time.
And brand new Metallica album is out.
Yeah, I've heard reviews. I've heard some.
It is very good.
That's what I've heard.
It is, in my opinion, a return to old school Metallica. They've even got the old logo back and stuff.
Oh, Ride Lightning days.
It's
Master
it's
of Puppets.
Like workout music for me.
Oh, good.
It's not something
I
would just.
Yeah.
I think I'll pop in some Metallica so much. It's not so much my gig. You know, I like new wave and dark wave and all that kind of stuff a little more. But like for the gym,
yeah.
It's
okay.
Driving
good.
Guitar. It is good stuff. So I got hold of that. And I think that is all the geeky crap I've been doing this week.
Oh, wow.
Well, I've been reading, but I'm still reading the same stuff I was before, the 100 Bullets stuff I'm still going through. So, which I'm enjoying, by the way.
It's good for you.
So that's me, man. Who's next?
Who's next? I don't know. He always has.
Yeah, exactly.
Next.
You're always last anyway, so.
Yeah, so you just totally messed this whole thing up.
All right, fine. Billy, tell me about your geeky
Billy.
All right,
sir.
Let's start at the beginning of the incredible amount of comics I have read this
week. Left-handed nipple got an eyeball.
I what? Don't think so. What are you
David That's Alan not Greer Red Bull.
Moment. David Alan Greer moment. I'm sorry.
Okay. Woo! All-Star Batman and Robin number 10. This is the one that has, you know, Batgirl cussing, the one they had to pull because some...
Yeah. Okay. We saw the picture of that, yeah.
You know, I don't understand. Batman is just goddamned insane in this. Everyone's calling him the goddamn Batman. It's got to be...
It's like issue one, right?
Yes.
Didn't they start with that?
You know, Gordon even refers to him as the goddamn Batman. I mean, like, this is just getting absolutely ridiculous at this point. Civil War House of M number 1 of 5 was actually a very good read.
Really?
No.
All right.
It's seeing the House of M and Magneto, how he came to be. It's worth it for the fight with Apocalypse. It really, really is. Deadpool number 1. Nice way to start off the Deadpool series with him trapping a bunch of Skrulls inside of a baseball stadium. And so he can beat them up enough to prove
to him
that he's worthy of joining the Skrull Army.
Oh.
So,
okay.
There you go.
I did that once to join the Kiss Army back in 78.
So how many people did you kiss?
No, I got beat up.
Call me Dr. Love. Detective Comics number 848, Hush, working with the Scarecrow. Dude, he took Selina Kyle's heart.
Ooh.
Literally.
Ooh.
Yeah. He's not a nice guy. Final Crisis Revelations number 2. So Vandal Savage has a group trying to kill the Spectre, and they literally raise Cain. Okay.
Right. Vandal Savage will die before this is over with, and I'm going to tell you why.
Tell me why.
Because you can kill Vandal Savage. He's freaking Vandal Savage. Who the hell has read any Vandal Savage in the last 25 years? These are the characters that you know when they resurrect them for these big events, they say, before it's over, a hero will die. And here's Ambush Bug. And you just know. You're like, oh, that's what
Elongation Man is here. Yeah, good job, dude.
Galaxy Quest Global Warning number 2 is out, which is still just really, really fun. Turns out the ship that they brought back in the original, the government took that over. But only the 6 of them can get inside, so they have to. And that's what this whole thing is about, because they have to go save everybody. Fantastic. Green Lantern number 34, I'm just enjoying it. They're telling the origin again and tying in all the parallax stuff, so it's fun. House of Mystery number 5, huh? Did you read that?
No, I haven't gotten that.
You missed the words, damn vampire cats.
Oh, you don't hear that every day.
No, you don't. Something else you don't hear every day is Marvel Apes number 1. I read it. So this guy who's basically an ape, if you will, and this doctor who's experimenting on him get zapped into an alternate dimension of the Marvel Universe, and it's just the most goofy, not worth your time at all story.
Is it like Marvel Zombies?
Only not good. Until the last panel in which all of your various like Spider Monkey and you know, Captain Ape and you know, they've captured Doc Ook, which I guess is some kind of So he's found guilty by jury of his peers, which is all the superheroes, so being apes, they literally rip him to shreds, and then it says to be continued, and that came so out of left field, and I was like, on one hand I wanted to applaud it, on another hand I wanted to smack it for waiting so damn long to do something interesting.
Huh.
Well, it was having you build up to it.
Yep, Secret Invasion number 6, the Skrulls are here to change us, to add to us, because he loves us, and you know who the Skrulls are doing this for?
No.
God.
Oh.
Yeah. Huh. So now they're religious extremists.
Great.
That's fantastic. Secret Invasion Frontline number 3 still proves to be just the most fantastic read. You should read the Frontline comics, whether you read the big stories or not. It's fantastic.
Okay, I see the next Marvel movie franchise coming.
Frontline.
It's going to be Kurt Cameron. It's going to be Left Behind with a Skrull.
Star Trek Mirror Images number 3.
Okay, you're on your own. You pitch that one, you're on your own.
That's the one in which we get to see how Jean-Luc Picard takes command of the Stargazer, which was
his first starship,
so that was pretty fun. I have also, after having, I'm going to kind of skip, after having seen the first episode of Fringe. I've read the first issue of the Fringe miniseries, which is a prequel, the younger days of the characters we're about to talk about, because I have seen the first two issues, the first two episodes of Fringe.
I've seen one. I got them on the DVR.
I admit it.
I saw the first one, and that was. We'll talk about that one later. That was okay.
The Zune software on Tuesday, Zune updated their software and their firmware. So now I get free Wi-Fi with my Zune at McDonald's. Yeah, woo,
Good job.
I get the what's called the Zune Social, which actually will let me scroll and see what other people are actually listening to, sample it, and blah blah blah. Yeah, but what really has got me going is that they now have it set up where you can play games, and they gave me Hexic and Texas Hold'em. So now I'm actually using my Zune for something besides driving to and from work and you know, and exercising. I actually bring it inside, and you know, when I'm sitting on the air, I'm like, oh, I got 10 minutes. I'll play some Hold'em. So that's good. So, Buffy.
Yes.
I am two more discs in. I am through disc three.
Okay.
Okay.
How far is that? What season?
Well, that's still season two.
Okay. All right.
So I'm over halfway into season two now.
Okay.
So I finally got an interesting episode of Buffy. God, what did it take? What does it usually take?
Lesbians.
John Ritter.
Oh. John Ritter.
John Ritter.
I would have gone with lesbians too, but yeah.
Yeah, you think
you'll
that.
You'll get that later.
You think that because right. That's the guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the first time when they want to show you it's a real show, you got to bring in John Ritter.
Yeah.
Dude, John Ritter was the creepiest thing that I've seen in Buffy
so far.
So
he's the anti-Ted McGinley who you bring
absolutely.
In if you want to
the
show.
I mean, it's a ridiculous, once you figure out what the actual story is, the story is absolutely ridiculous, and they literally tie it all up in a 30-second exposition while walking between classes. But still, John Ritter made the most interesting episode. So I saw two interesting episodes in a row, and they weren't so much about Buffy, really. There were other characters that were interesting. Went to see Cheech and Chong. There
yes,
you go.
In
yeah.
D.C., right?
Went up to D.C., Cheech and Chong's Light Up America tour. Okay, incredible. Mm-hmm. Wolfie and the gang, I saw it, went with Wolfie. The gang didn't go, Wolfie did. So we went and saw it, very good time. There was the first moment where Cheech comes out on stage right at the beginning, because they start with early stuff. It's where we're doing a Pedro and the Man skit.
Okay.
So here Pedro comes Cheech out in the yellow shirt with the red suspenders and the little...
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And, dude, they're old.
they are no spring chickens,
God,
man.
They are so old. But they made fun of that, which is great. But, like, you know, he starts talking, and he's doing, no, hey, vato! You know, he's doing his voice. Oh, God. And I saw Cheech and Chong perform together again, and it was fantastic.
It was beautiful.
Magical. It was. There was a jackass sitting in the audience that thought he was talking directly to people and thought he was very entertaining. But,
There always is.
There's that guy. Heard the first two episodes of Indiana Jim's Codename Starkiller, the Star Wars fan fiction thing he's got.
I believe you appear in that,
I believe I will at some point. I have not yet, and I will say that even though I have not been in it, it's damn fine entertainment.
All right.
If you want a good Star Wars adventure from people that love Star Wars, then dude, you absolutely need to check out Codename Starkiller.
Take George Lucas out of it completely.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, you know, we've got the music, we've got the sound effects, we say, hey, we're not making a dime, we're not doing anything, we're just having fun in the universe like George Lucas used to.
Yeah.
And it's just a damn fine story. It's like the old comics. It's great. My 8 gig thumb drive died. God damn it, my 8 gig thumb drive died.
You should see the look on his face, the contortions.
My relatively new, less than 3 months having had it, less than 4 months easily, 8 gig thumb drive just died. You plug it into any computer, it sees that there's a drive there, but it thinks that there's no space. Not that there's no space left, that there's no space.
On the other hand,
it's
you
a zero
bought
gig.
It from a guy selling out of the back of a van who spoke broken English.
It's true. Transcend sucks. Tiger Direct, I'm going to be looking at you a little more closely. It's the first thing from Tiger Direct I've ever bought that
yeah,
that
bought
went
a lot
wonky.
Of stuff from Tiger Direct. So,
Hey, I started blogging again a little bit.
Really?
Not a lot. Good.
No, okay.
I just, you know, sort of threw it up. And the only reason I mentioned it is because a bunch of people have asked me when I was blogging on a regular basis like a year ago, I told a story about the a-hole that lived next door. You know, with the truck.
Mm-hmm.
Right. People always ask me whatever happened to him. So today I actually posted the story of what happened to him. So for anyone that's interested, it's there, the MySpace thing, blah, 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 blah. And it was my birthday. Woo!
Ooh, yeah.
It was your birthday. You know,
yeah.
I'm 17 again. I've turned 17. This is what, the 20th time now? It's fantastic.
Yeah.
The number of times that I've turned 17. You know, life is fantastic. Really is. I'm at a good place.
Okay.
Got the show.
All right.
Got a lot of cool people that talk to us and hang out with us. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. I feel at one with
you're
the
welcome.
Universe. I'm feeling quite zen.
Really?
Feeling quite zen with my... I am literally...
Yesterday is history. tomorrow is a mystery, but today is a gift. That is why it is called a present.
God damn it, yes.
Very nice.
So yeah, cosmically, karmically. And which is funny because, you know, I got done listening to last week's show, which even with a goofy microphone sounded fantastic. Flipped the Zune over to music, shuffle, what's the first thing I hear? Geek in the Pink. The universe says all is well.
Nice.
And that's my geeky
My word. Girls, by the way, call that movie Gung Fu Panda. I cannot get the pronunciation Gung through Panda. Their brains to save my life. I don't know
that's
why.
That's fine.
All right, though.
All right, my geeky week. I actually want to start with a little bit of a bitching.
Uh-oh.
A little bit of one.
Not you.
Not me, no. First and foremost.
No, I'm listening.
For the next 20 seconds here.
No.
First, I want to tell Jonathan from Birmingham and Dave over there at Screen Geeks to suck it.
Oh, come on. Now we like those guys.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. It was about the kilt comments that were made last Friday's show.
I forgot about
I don't
that,
think
yeah.
there were any comments made about kilts.
Yes,
no.
There were.
No, there were comments made about skirts, I believe.
No,
skirts.
They said kilt. They said kilt.
Oh, well,
they
then
said
what,
skirt,
then what's
then
the
they
problem?
Say kilt.
Oh.
Yeah. Either you don't have the body or you don't have the balls to wear one. Don't hate on us who do.
Oh, here
okay.
we go. Here comes yeah. the hate.
Uh-huh.
Bring the
here
hate.
We go. Bring it on. Step
you
up.
Are a hate plow.
I am such
you
a hate monger.
You are a giant sack of hate.
Someone is projecting so much.
Yeah, I feel it. I knew I smelled
and
something.
I know, just the so kill doing was. Too. Let's see. I have been recovering from an ankle injury.
See what happens when you go out with rage in your life?
Yeah, uh-huh.
I'm sending out positive vibes. The universe gives me good stuff, and you're getting ankle problems.
Yeah. All right. And in typical GRD fashion, it was ninjas.
Ninjas?
It was ninjas.
Oh, my God.
You think it was the same ninjas?
It could have been.
That always get me?
Do you think that's like an assassin to... guild, like the League of Assassins from Batman
yeah,
is
yeah.
after us?
Yeah. Because
they keep coming out. They keep making
Who
me.
Who hired them?
Slice of sci-fi.
See, I wasn't going to say that. I was not going to say that.
They make me keep smoking.
Would be the Bruce.
They make me eat Big Macs. The
yeah.
ninjas are
ninjas
mean.
Ninjas are doing it, man.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Fan-smegging-tastic!
Let's see, I have been watching some TV the past week. I saw the first episode of Fringe.
Fringe.
That was, yeah, we'll talk about that one. That was interesting.
Okay,
that
we're going to wait for the main topic.
Yeah, we'll wait for the
okay.
main topic. Because it's in there, so
it
we
is.
Want to
That's true, it is in there.
There.
Right.
And Hole in the Wall.
And that's in the main topic.
Yeah,
so
it's the main
we'll,
topic
right,
too. Yeah.
Okay.
let's see. I also started watching Penn and Teller's Bull.
Right.
Yeah. I won't say the whole show. It's on Showtime because I now have Showtime. I get to watch the
that's
thing.
It's a great show.
It is a really good show. If you're expecting magic,
no,
don't turn the TV on for this channel. No, it won't happen. You will see no magic whatsoever. However, it is Penn Jillette and, well, Teller a little bit.
Teller's in there.
He's in there. He just doesn't say anything. He talks. It's about basically social commentary with a lot of comedy into it.
The very first one I ever saw was they did hidden cameras of people drinking like bottled waters, basically explaining how bottled waters are nothing more than tap water in a lot of places, breaking mm-hmm. down the chemical content. Mm-hmm. And they would bring people just the same water from hose out back and telling them it was all these different types of water. Oh, here's one actually from an igloo in the Arctic. Ooh, this is all refreshing. Like,
yeah,
okay, folks, uh-huh. it's the same damn thing.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
busted feng shui. Mm-hmm. Okay.
They busted a bunch of things.
Yes.
I love the show, Eight Pants. I'll watch it every time it's on.
Good man.
All right. As you guys know, I'm a big UFC fan, and yeah. there was a Fright Night Live on Wednesday.
Because you know you get a bunch of men wrestling together in diapers.
This is quite homoerotic.
No.
Well, you know, they're beating the hell out of each other, too. It's okay.
Some people are into that.
Hey, sometimes you pay extra for that.
Then yeah. I watched the first episode of The Ultimate Fighter.
Nice.
Yes. It was a good one. I have mixed feelings about the next, not the next pay-per-view, but the one after that. Two reasons why.
Okay.
First, it's Randy Couture. He's coming back, and he's facing Brock Lesnar, the wrestler. Yes, the former wrestler.
Okay.
Yeah. He's won one fight in the UFC. He gets a title shot.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is what we call a dick move.
I don't know. Basically, Randy Couture is just coming back, and I don't know why they're giving him that fight, but that's okay. The two reasons I don't like it. One, Brock Lesnar's won one fight. He's coming back, and he's getting a title shot. Second, it's November 15th.
Oh.
It's the same day as the pub crawl.
How could that possibly be even a contest?
Yeah, I know. I'm going to the pub crawl.
Damn right you are.
Yeah, I know. I'll turn on another party to go to the pub crawl.
Dude, special yeah. antenna.
Well, maybe I might.
There you go.
Yeah.
Maybe.
The next day, you should
if they're
be
not
no
going to clear your schedule
yeah,
first
exactly.
before they do this, it's their own
they
damn
know
fault.
Who you are?
Yeah.
The Bruce.
Better represent.
Yeah, roll up. Let's see. I was part of a wedding on Saturday.
Yeah? You're already
that's
married,
that's
dude.
Why you couldn't go out, yo.
Yeah, that's why I couldn't go out Saturday night because I was
part
of this wedding.
We rolled out, me and Scott and May rolled out to Mars and Fallout, which was very disappointing. It was bubble wrap night.
Yeah.
And now
good.
You're talking about going tomorrow night.
I'm thinking about
you
going
suck,
tomorrow night.
Man.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I want to. I want to go again, dang it. I want to get my muse on down there. I love it, which is different from getting on my muse.
That's completely different.
No,
completely different. We don't talk about that.
The less we speak of it.
Yeah, I got to give the bride away. I was the father of the bride for this evening.
Aww.
Yes, Gloria and Dave, congratulations to the two of you for getting married. Her parents had passed away, so she asked me to do the honors. So I did. It was a very interesting wedding. It was multi-denominational. It was a little bit Celtic. It was a little bit pagan, and it was a little bit Southern Baptist.
That's like a, what do we have on the show this morning? The
turducken. Yeah.
It's like a turducken wedding. It's a turducken. I love it. Wedding. That's fabulous. You've got a Southern Baptist druid
with a little bit of pagan.
Yeah, yeah. I like that. That's good.
It was amazing. I've been downloading a few new Podio books, but I haven't started listening to them yet. I just downloaded them yesterday. Haven't had a chance to yet.
What the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah, I don't know. But one thing I have listened to was the Mr. Adventure episode that was taped at RavenCon.
Nice.
Yes, our patron saint over there, Podcasting for Siegfried, over at the Requiem of the Outcast, finally put up the episode for RavenCon.
He called you out. Yeah. Damn.
Well, he said he was going to do it. He did it.
He did.
I did. Good job. It was the episode that the vicar and I were in, my whole two lines, and you. It was hilarious because every time somebody speaks, it was next line. Every time the vicar spoke, laughing. You'd hear balls out laughing every time you would speak.
Well, I did have my balls actually out.
Yes,
I'd like to talk to you about your testes.
That would be where the laughter...
But I enjoyed that. It was nice. It was good to hear all of us again. And that has been my geeky week.
Wow. Right.
Rock on.
That's pretty good.
Well, let's move on to the mailbag, shall we? The big GRD mailbag. I think I've got a little bit of print mail here.
Ooh, could that be email coming my way?
Ooh. I like that voice. I love that voice.
I know you do.
Oh. It's very sexy.
Oh.
All right. Oh, God, I do have. How much do I have?
I don't know.
Are you want me to start with print, or are we going to do voice mail?
Please.
Let's go print.
All right. Billy Flynn, I had a really hard time getting into Buffy. It just didn't click for me.
Right.
I haven't finished it yet. Got a couple seasons in my Netflix queue still. I agree that Allison Hannigan... I agree that is Allison Hannigan that keeps me going. There we go. I can see that. Okay. Sure. I can certainly see that going.
Easily.
Oh, and when Eliza Dushku is in an episode, I'm very happy too. I always consider myself more of a Firefly fan
than
a Joss Whedon fan.
Yeah,
but
I can see
that. Keep
up the
good work,
that.
Guys. Tall Trent.
See, I'm torn because I love the movie. I love the movie.
Yeah. The movie's got absolutely nothing to do with the show, though.
Well, kind of, except it sort of does.
Well,
the comics, they tied it together. In fact, the comic actually works better, I think, than the show.
I haven't seen
Of what I read of the comics over the years.
Okay.
I definitely read the one where she tied the movie continuity into the TV show, which was good.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm sorry.
It's quite all right.
Yeah.
I'm already.
We had a geek moment.
I'm thinking about something else. I don't know why. I just
boobs.
Did. All right. Actually, Forrest Whitaker teabagging Britney Spears. I don't know why. I don't know where that came from. Okay, dear GRD gang.
Because she deserves
random.
It.
I just wanted to send you a short note to let you know how much I enjoyed your Po' Boys episode. Loves me some Poe. Based on your recommendation, I ordered my own copy of Pit and the Pendulum short film.
Excellent.
That arrived today.
Good job.
I'm just waiting for the laudanum to kick in before I watch it. That's fine.
Oh,
I hope
right.
things don't end up like that time I knocked back a bunch of absinthe before a Lovecraft film fest. Ooh, you don't want to do that.
No.
Speaking of first dates, I had to laugh out loud, Vicar, when you made a mention of a few episodes back of the demon panties of such and such, as it's been a long-running gag with a good pal of mine about her unholy demon bra of Nidor. I'd like to meet this woman. With the power to cloud men's minds and cause lack of confidence. Yes, I could see that. But that's a story for another time. I'm going to pop it in now. No, Vicar, the DVD. Grab my laudanum and Poe it up. I'll update you Jabba style as the night goes on. Cheers. Five rounds rapid. Also from those great forums over there at geekradiodaily.com. Fantastic social geek working over there. And if you're not there, you're a nerd.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
Okay, next mail. As cool as you thought it was to meet me, it was way cooler on my side of things. Hanging on the balcony with you guys was sweet. See you next year, Pip Ballantyne.
Aww.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Can
and
you
have
dig it?
Yeah! Extraordinary guest. All right.
The honor was all ours.
This is... All right, final
Seriously.
One. Dear Vicar and Billy and Bruce, if you're there. So I'm getting caught up, and I was surprised that in your Poe episode, you didn't bring up Poe influence in D&D. And I thought about this after the fact.
Yeah.
Mask of Red Death, Raven
yeah,
Lord,
Mask
which
Red
I
Death.
Still have in my library upstairs. I can't think of any more of his influences right now, but maybe I'll go over to those cozy forums of yours. I think I'll go check and see if the Mask of the Red Death on eBay maybe is worth $15 today.
$15, little man, put that shit in my hand.
Every week.
If that money doesn't show, then you owe me, owe me, owe.
All right, that's what we got for print mail. What you got for voice?
You know,
there,
I'm not.
Billy Flynn.
I might be slow, but I'm not just creeping along, sirs. We have a voicemail from Jabba.
I'm a few episodes behind, but September 11th, you're talking about. If you got a chance, it's, you know, sort of the history, Kiki. It's weird that it's history, but a History Channel did that 102 minutes, I think is what it's called, was phenomenal. Incredible how it takes you back there. And it did remind me that, like it's weird that as soon as a generation or two goes by, all of a sudden the real emotional context of that begins to, you know, leave society. It's crazy. And geeky. And crazy. Geeky.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Jabba.
He sounded sober for the first 30 seconds of that, yeah, and then went.
Starts to slip a little bit, yep.
Just
a kicked
bit.
In.
Just a bit. So, yeah, we saw that. We talked about that. The crazy stuff. Yeah. This is not Jabba.
This is someone other than Jabba.
Hey.
Oh, Sam the Manor. Yeah.
Oh, hi, Sam.
I'm sorry I couldn't come to Dragon Con with you people.
Quitter.
We'll see you next year. Bye.
Bye now, Sam.
Okay.
Hey, that's it,
Sam.
He's
just checking in, you know.
Well, thank you for calling, Sam.
Hey, good job, Sam.
The doctor checks in while online.
Hey, this is for you guys over there at grd.com. Ding.
See, he does.
This is the doctor from over there at the forum. Just got finished listening to your number 26 show, the Dragon Con wrap up. Lovely, lovely stuff, as always. Heard the vicar over there complaining that they don't get enough voicemail from different people, so figured instead of emailing you today, I would actually leave a voicemail.
Ha,
I'm over here at my local GameStop waiting for Force Unleashed to come out, so we're going to make an all-nighter of that. And when I say we, I mean me. I speak of myself in the plural. So, yeah, just keep up the good work with the show and everything, guys. Talk to you later.
Thanks, dude.
Thank you.
I saw on your, I think on Facebook, maybe he was talking about doing that, putting in an all-nighter for Force Unleashed this week, so good for him. And by the way, where the hell are you in the forums, dude?
Yeah. Hello? Come on, doctor.
Come on, man. Doctor.
Where is your message?
Come on, get on a
forum. Oh, sorry.
I was going Thompson
You went
Twins.
Thompson Twins. Yeah, I did not. Right, hey, here's our next mail that's not Jabba.
Hi, guys. This is Chortle, and I'm not so sure I can spell Three Fun Heck, but I can spell geekradiodaily.com and look on the left side of the screen.
And see, because that's where the number is. I had to listen to that four times before I got it. He could type in the web address and
find the
it's
number.
On the left-hand side of the screen.
That's very smart.
He's very clever. Our listeners
smart
are smart people. They are. We love them.
And they listen to us anyway.
Hey, so guess who's back?
Hey, who?
The doctor.
Hey, guys. This is the doctor again. Calling because I realized that, as usual, I forgot to mention something in my last message. I remember Billy Flynn, I think it was, saying that The Force Unleashed is going to be the last Star Wars game that LucasArts makes.
Yes.
And that's kind of disappointing because I'm still waiting for the Yuuzhan Vong era. New Jedi Order era Battlefront. I think that would be really cool.
Kevin J. Anderson, Extended Universe Star Wars.
If they're not going to be making any more Star Wars games, then I guess I'll have to...
Well, somebody else will make it.
I don't know. Maybe make my own game or
somehow. You do that. Run with that gambit.
Third hour into The Force Unleashed here. Raxus Prime is kicking my butt that these droids keep pushing me into the lava.
Damn droids.
Not something you say every day.
No.
Anyway, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Cool. Thanks, Doc. Right,
going
Doc.
Back to his game. That's fantastic.
I wonder if he's gone to work, school, or anything since
no.
Shower.
No. <You know? laughs> And hey, here's another message from guess.
Jabba?
Chortle.
Yeah, another weightlifting question for the Bruce. Well, if you can lift a calf when it's born, and you lift it every day until it's a bull, can you physically do that? I always thought it was an old farmer's joke, but then I was reading about this wrestler guy on Wikipedia, and he said he did it. Unfortunately, it wasn't Matt Wallace, so I didn't remember what the guy's name was, but, you know, if it's on Wikipedia, it's just got to be true, right?
Exactly.
All right, that reminds me, last I checked, there is still no article about GRD on Wikipedia.
That's true.
We're referenced, but there's no article. Granted, any of the three of us could do it. I do have an account, but I think it's cheesy.
I don't even have an
account. To do your own
listing. Come on. You can't say how great you are. Other people have to. Yes.
Would anybody out there like to do a genuine article? I mean, don't F around.
No, come on.
You can ask us questions to
seriously
put into it first.
Yeah, you can talk about how much the show sucked to start with.
I would love to have that up there just because my ego is enormous.
It is.
We'd be happy to answer any questions, but somebody else please do it. Drop us an email on that, okay?
Yeah, let us know.
Gentlemen?
Yes?
Anna wants to hook up.
Hey, this is Anna. Thank you for reading my comment the other week. I appreciate it very much. I'm a little behind on listening to The Daily Show. I know that I have met the Bruce at least once, and I managed to snag a photo of him in his fabulous, fabulous outfit for the Parsecs at Dragon
Thank
Con.
Thank you.
It's on my Flickr. My Flickr is nice Eclectic Librarian, so you can probably find it there.
It's what?
Eclectic Librarian.
Oh, okay.
And so that's basically why I started listening to you guys. I thought the Bruce was really cool, so I wanted to check out what the podcast
First
was.
First time.
And plus, since it's a Richmond podcast, or at least if you are based in the Richmond area, that made it even more exciting for me. I'm a recent transplant to the big town, and just looking forward to getting hooked up with the geek community here.
Hey now.
Anyway, looking forward to the pup crawl in November, and I'll see you then. Bye.
You certainly will.
Thank yes, you will.
Ladies.
We look forward to it, too, and remember, Friday night, October 31st, Fallout.
Fallout.
All right, big Halloween. We're trying to get, in fact, Flynn and I, while we were waiting on your sorry ass, we're talking about
was
schedules
working.
And blah, blah, blah. Working on schedules and venues for that. So we're kind of getting ready to put that in stone. Anna, first of all, you need to be on the forums over there at geekradiodaily.com. Thank you. Second of all, you need to come to the Halloween party, too. We're trying to get as many local geeks as we can for that. So, cool. Thank
you. It was a pleasure meeting you, too, Anna.
And now another message.
You don't remember, do you?
No, he doesn't. And now it's time to hear from
Yeah, this is
She's going with it, too.
So, why is the Kingfish calling himself the Bruce right now?
Hey!
So... Hey, did you guys see that show the other day? Yeah. Dude, what is up with Jabba? He comes up with the craziest stuff, guys. This is Senor Francesco. I haven't talked to you guys in a while.
Frank!
Haven't been on the forums in ages. And it just kills me getting on that forums and got to start all over again. I think I'm still freaking Ensign Crusher.
I imagine you are.
But
you posted
I'll have to jump
times,
on there
punk?
And join back in the fun.
A
lot of stuff going on, but started listening to the podcast again. I caught up on a lot of stuff. When we went to Belgium and France. We went to Paris for 6 days. So caught up on a lot of stuff, but falling behind. But still love the show. Good listening to you guys all the time. I'll have to, like I said, reach out and say hello on the boards.
Oh.
Take it easy, guys.
All right, Frank. Thanks, dude.
Good
to hear from you, man.
Old home week.
Good to hear from you, man. Yeah, the Kingfish, we made him start wearing pants, and all of a sudden, different guy.
I know. Completely different guy.
Different guy. It's bizarre.
It was like the doctor. He just like sort of,
woo! Doctor!
So, hey, speaking of the doctor, it's the doctor and the apprentice.
Hey, guys. This is the doctor again. Sitting here watching the premiere of Smallville, and... noticed a familiar face in Smallville. Turns out the Apprentice is going to be coming down to Smallville this year. Not sure if Vader's going to be with him or not. Coda might be following him. I don't know. But I'd like to see how this all ties into the DC universe here. If they're going to have the Force and all that. So, yeah, just calling because I'm pretty surprised about that. Hope you're doing a good show. Bye.
And because you haven't slept.
And see, that's what I'm going with.
Yeah, that's the
he's
real thing.
The different shows merged together.
Yeah.
Does anybody else know what the
sleep
heck he's talking about?
From Force Unleashed.
Hey, look, I was watching 2001 and The Apprentice was in it.
There was a lightsaber.
He was taking out Hal. Oh, it was creepy.
You don't look good.
I don't?
Well, you look better.
I can't compete with you physically.
You're not strong. You're silky boy.
All right, GRD line. Fit Club, baby. Yeah. I admit it. I've been sick and busy the week before that. I've been out of the gym for like two stinking weeks.
Yeah.
I'm going back to the gym tomorrow to kind of get back in the routine, and then Monday back on it regular-like, because I'm sure my weight is up, and probably the muscle tone's not great either, not lifting. But,
yeah, 2 weeks. It's you know, to go a little bit.
When we were at Dragon Con, though, I think you were still trying to get your ticket. When we were at Dragon Con over at Andrea's place, she, being a seamstress and bringing all of her stuff with her, had her cloth measuring tape with her. And so me, drinking already, was there with Warren.
You keep your pants on, did you?
I did. No, this time I did. This time I did.
Okay.
I was there with Warren. You guys know Warren.
Yeah, we know
God's
Warren.
Sake. And I was like, my arm's as big as Warren's. That was that was my challenge, right?
Yeah.
So we measured.
Bet you $1 million you can't do that again.
We measured. We did the, but I knew I had an ace in the hole. I knew I was going to do I wanted the flexed arm thing.
Mm-hmm.
And muscle shape has a lot to do with how you're going to look regardless of how much you work out.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that I've got a pretty solid ball bicep there.
It's a little more of a peak, yeah.
Yeah, which Warren doesn't have. Warren's arm flexed larger than mine, yes. But by a half inch.
Oh,
okay.
I was happy. And probably not now, because at that point I was in the gym and I've been out for 2 weeks. But when I'm prime, half an inch, baby.
There you
that's
go.
Not so bad. I mention that because it's the only good thing I have to say. Otherwise, I've done nothing but eat pie.
Wow. You know, that's not good for you.
That's really not good for
you. I've been cooking like a champ for 2 weeks, too, which means I've been eating what I've been cooking, too. Not such a good idea.
No.
Well, you know, just today...
ate a pie?
No, but I did take the belt in one more notch.
Oh, did
good
you
job.
Really?
I did.
Good job.
Oh, my God. I couldn't believe it.
You were going to physically disappear. At some point,
apparently.
You got to stop.
I'm not doing it.
You're getting skinnier by the day, too.
I haven't even worked out like every day. It's been just like a couple of times a week at this point. I think at this point I could do that and just maintain.
You were just going to get to the point where you turn sideways and just disappear.
You need to hit
weights. You're two-dimensional.
Don't be hating.
You need to hit
I'm
weights.
I'm not hating.
Don't be hating.
I'm just happy. I'm happy for you.
Well, I did just the other day because I was able to.
That's what you need to do now.
We'll see. I'm going to have to figure out a way. I'm going to get some little weights for home.
I know. But that works. That works, dude. Because
you know, it was just my birthday.
You got the body fat now to a point where if you hit weights, man, anything, any little thing you do is going to be visible. So unlike me, man, I can lift for months and you'd hardly see because I'm still carrying around, you know,
a pie.
If you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter.
Although last I checked, gentlemen, I still had the lowest body fat percentage of the trio.
We'll have to go back and we'll do it again.
Yeah, now? Yeah. Oh, no. I'm not talking about now.
Guess what? I brought in my car.
He's got another couple of pies to eat first.
Yeah. Let's see. What I want to talk about this week,
yes.
Something very, very close to my heart and ankle.
Blood.
Injuries.
Oh.
Injuries.
Ninjas. Tonight we're talking ninjas.
Yeah. People ask me, you know, about ice and heat and when you should do what, when.
All right. Now, wait a minute. Are we still talking about exercise?
Yes.
Injuries. Not candle wax.
No.
Well,
later. That's the other podcast.
Different show.
That's the other podcast.
We should do a show.
Yeah, we should do that.
Not you and me.
We should do a show.
Okay.
Not, we looked at each other and was like, we should do a show.
You're holding my hand, Chuck.
All right. This is quite homoerotic.
No, with that.
Okay. The first 24 hours after an injury, 36 hours if it is a huge injury, you should ice it. Definitely ice it. You raise the injured part. You take anti-inflammatories like Advil. No, wrong ice.
Dude, that was so not extreme.
But mine goes doon, 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 doon,
oh,
ding.
Yeah, that makes all the big difference. Thank you. Robert Van Winkle. Rest it. Then you put ice.
Like that.
Damn, dude.
What you want to do with ice is you want to put it on for 20 minutes, take it off for 20 minutes, put it on for 20 minutes, take it off for 20 minutes, put it on for 20 minutes. 20 on, 20 off three times. Then you go away for a little bit, come back. After 24,
I've done that with a Thai hooker.
I bet you have. I'm sure we've got pictures of it too. After 24 to 36 hours, then you start with, I'm going to hear the jokes, moist heat.
Good night, everybody.
Exactly.
And we're done.
You take a damp washcloth, you put heat onto it. First you want to do is you want to get the swelling down because the more something swells, I know we're going to hear these jokes too. Jesus. I'm seeing this and I'm going, oh my God.
What's going to happen? What could possibly happen?
The more it swells, the longer it's going to take to heal.
I'm not gay.
See?
And it'll get stiff.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's exactly what happens.
Keep going.
And don't forget, if you think you've done more than just simply twisted your ankle or, you know, something, you just pulled something, go to the doctor and get it checked out. No, not just the nurse, the doctor.
A complete and total barforama.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you had more.
No, that's it. I'm
really?
Oh. Oh, all right. That's cool. All right. Listen, by the way, if you do want to write to us, please do so. Podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, or The Bruce at geekradiodaily.com. All those are fine. Also, if you want to give us a call, you can do so on our handy-dandy little voice line.
206-3-FUN-HECK.
That's 206-3-FUN-HECK, kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to be talking about TV, baby, brand new fall season. That's coming up on this here GRD episode number 27.
And now, from deep within the GRD vaults, it's... A Lost Moment from DragonCon. While at the Smallville panel, Michael Rosenbaum and James Marsters respond to a very personal question.
James, what's with your ear? What's with your ear?
Falling out.
Yeah,
you
started falling out
of through the... I like my ear. It's kind of soft. You know, I put my nose...
Like a Carol Burnett, like, message thing.
Go home, go home. He's actually really a droid. He's like, Gen 2. I didn't notice. I don't know, they're not very hard and they're bendy at all. This is good. We're doing it. That's why I got the cordless, dude. Because you're like this, you're like, and all of a sudden you go, well, I'm going to pick my ear. Yes. I love that you notice little things. You're like 200 feet away. You're like, what's with the ear drops? I noticed you touched it 4 minutes ago. Well, it's my ear. I figured I would touch it. Anything I want. With my... Yes. I could do that. Yes. So,
join us again, if you dare, for another peek inside the GRD vaults for... A Lost Moment from DragonCon. Presented by GeekRadioDaily.com.
In the summer of 2006, Jack Wakes Up, the podcast, was born. Then, in summer 2007, Seth Harwood brought you Jack Palms 2, This Is Life.
It's a cold world and this is life.
And now, Jack Palms 3, Checkmate, is complete at SethHarwood.com, giving you 3 free podcast crime audio novels in the Jack Palms series. Nathan Kane of the Indie Crime Blog says Jack Wakes Up is an action movie between two covers. And Scott Sigler, future Dark Overlord, says Harwood sucker punches crime fiction. It's not a fair fight. And if you don't believe these guys, believe all the podcast listeners who helped me push Jack Wakes Up to number one in crime and mystery on Amazon.com. When we bombed them this spring. That's right. We showed Big Publishing that podcast fiction and Jack Palm's crime are here to stay. And they listened. Three Rivers Press is bringing Jack Wakes Up back on the streets in May 09. Visit SethHarwood.com now to find the latest and greatest in crime fiction.
Just remember all caps when you spell the man name.
SethHarwood.com. Not just another free podcast. It's a way to tell the world what you really like.
Come listen to Wapcaplets at wapcaplets.net, a gaming podcast where you're in and out in 5 minutes.
Hey, this is James Keisley from Heroes, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
And we're back.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
GRD Weekly episode number 27 for this 18th day of September 2008. The Bruce.
Yes, sir.
Billy Flynn.
Hi.
The Vicar. Up in the his house and talking television, baby.
Tellies.
I got nothing to say because I don't really watch TV, so yeah. Y'all start and I'm going to give me witty comments up in there.
All right.
What?
Wow. Okay, well, you know, it's the fall TV season, which used to be a crazy huge deal.
Huge.
Remember when it mattered?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
All three networks.
My favorite show on TV right now, TNT's Saving Grace, just ended its second season.
Yeah.
It ran over the summer, because they do that now,
yeah,
you know, crazy scheduling. So
it's like we put it on whenever we want to.
Yeah, they do.
But the networks, they're still trying to make a big deal out of it. So some new stuff that's coming out for the fall. Well, technically, some of it's already come out, because we're a little late, because the seasons are all over the place.
Well, Fox starts a little bit early.
Well, like September 2nd, the CW brought out the new 90210.
Yeah. My comments for that?
Yeah.
Why?
Rebooting the 90s. Well, the people that made Freaks and Geeks. Well, some of the people that mm-hmm. made Freaks and Geeks. So yeah. It's like, well, maybe what would happen. But this time you take a Midwestern family, put them to Beverly Hills, and just to shake things up, one of the kids is adopted an African American.
No. They had changes somehow.
Yeah, look for Jenny Garth, Shannon Doherty to show up for a couple of cameos, blah, 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 blah.
Wait
blah.
For a quote from Lethal Weapon 2 at some point. But you're black.
Over on HBO on September 7th, they premiered the show True Blood. Are you familiar with this show?
I have heard a little bit about this, yes.
It's an unspecified future. The invention of a synthetic blood makes it possible for vampires to walk among regular people. Anna Paquin's in it.
I don't get HBO. That might be kind of thing like Deadwood that I got to check out on DVD after the fact.
I would, if I had HBO, I'd watch this.
Yeah,
it sounds really cool.
So yeah, that could be cool. Have to see that. Let's see. The CW has another horrible show on now on September 9th.
Come on, man. Give it a shot.
Listen to this.
Privileged.
Uh-huh.
Megan is a young writer with dreams of reporting on the rich and famous, moves to Palm Beach and ends up tutoring Hilton-like twins. Ann Archer's the girl's grandma, and she recognizes the morally centered Megan could impart more than higher SAT scores on her rambunctious granddaughters.
Heartwarming watch.
Yeah.
So far, as you can tell, the fall season, off to a great start.
But you guys are loving some Fringe.
Yes. September 9th.
Yes.
Fringe premiered September 9th. Anna Torv is on it, Joshua Jackson, John Noble. You got an FBI agent enlisting an institutionalized scientist and his con artist son to solve the mystery of a plane full of people being killed by a mysterious necrotizing skin condition.
Yeah. Did you remember the last big scene from Raiders of the Lost Ark? This is what it reminded me of.
Imagine a whole plane full of people having like their faces melt like in Raiders.
Their entire bodies just go, huh. And you see it. And it's the first 5 minutes of the show.
And
I'm
of
like,
course,
okay, this is going to be good.
Well, what's really great is, you know, this is the new show from J.J. Abrams, and this one, just like Lost itself, started with an airplane, and we're like, whoa, what's he going to do this time?
What does J.J. Abrams hate about airplanes?
I don't know, but somebody touched him in a bad place.
Yeah, my goodness. He had a problem with the toilet someday.
It's kind of a new X-Files. X-Files.
Yeah, exactly.
And
what I
Joshua Jackson really is trying to channel Xander. A Xander wanted by the cops who owes money to the mob. He's just trying to throw up these smarmy comments.
He is the smarmy. He's actually probably the best part of the show.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
I think he's actually the weakest part of the show.
I really like his character.
Because I like her. I like the FBI agent.
Yeah, I like her too.
And strong character, interesting mm-hmm. where they could go with it. What I do like about the show is it is a comic book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's nice.
I'll go with that one.
I'll go with that.
I mean, like, literally the places where the cities that you see are spelled out, like, on buildings or just in the road and you drive through it.
The first time they do this, it's like Logan Airport or something like that. And you're driving into it. And it's like, what? Is that where it's supposed to be? No, that's just, okay, cool.
It's literally the way it's shot, the way the story is played out, it's a comic book. And for that alone, I'm willing to forgive some of the... It's struggling to find quite its voice. There are some weak points to the show, but overall, it's a damn fine time.
I gave it 8 pounds.
Yeah, I could say that. Yeah, okay. I'm definitely going to be watching
some more of it.
We're going to watch this weekend, so I'll have my review next week.
Let's see. September 10th brought us Do Not Disturb.
I actually saw part of this episode.
You watched. You had
Jerry
the nerve
O'Connell.
To watch. Jerry
it was
O'Connell.
Nothing else on. Literally, there was something
you could have put. You could have found the real episodes of Fawlty Towers and watched those instead of this like watered down eighth time rerunning. Jerry O'Connell is a womanizer, manages a boutique hotel in New York City, and
the reason I watched this
is
because the woman that was in this that Jerry O'Connell was hitting on,
Nicey Nash.
No. The other, I think the guest star, was extremely hot.
Okay.
Oh, I mean, just beyond hot.
I'll have to.
So that's why I had to watch it.
Okay.
All right,
it's not going to be around long.
Good reason.
This is not going to last this season.
Well, no. Do you know how many times they've remade Fawlty Towers? B. Arthur had a version of it once. John Larroquette had a version.
Yeah, I remember that one.
It's been about 6 different times, and it's never lasted more than the original Fawlty Towers, which was only, 13 episodes
This won't last. It's Fox. It won't last 7.
Now, I don't want to draw any parallels or make any jokes in bad taste, but on September 11th, Fox premiered Hole in the Wall.
Yeah. Let's take out the September 11th
I just put
part.
Head like a hole on my iPod this week.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know if that's connected anyway.
No.
I saw the first episode.
Well, then why don't you explain that? Because I watched the little previews and was
This is a takeoff of a Japanese show that they did. And what you do is you have a team of three people, two teams, and they have a styrofoam wall that comes your way. And what happens is it has a human figure in it. And it's in a different position. And that wall comes towards you, and you have to go through the wall in the position so you don't knock parts of the wall out or get knocked into the pool. Yeah, it is just like that. And if you've seen one episode, you will see every episode of this
show. I know it sounds impossible, but what you just said actually makes sense.
I don't know what you just said.
It's just, I'll admit, it's like it wants to be a Mario Party miniature game, you know, mini game. Yeah. There's, you have to match up. If you don't fit through the hole in the wall that's coming at you, you get knocked down. So there you go.
Okay.
And it's funny, but redundant.
Yes. So moving on along, speaking of redundant, the CW also has, on September 21st, the show Easy Money premieres. Laurie Metcalf is a mom of loan sharks. There's loan sharks.
Hmm.
Jeff Hefner is the ethical son who aches to take the business legit. And Judge Reinhold doesn't stray far from his Beverly Hills Cop roots playing a detective. Aww.
All right, only good thing here, Billy Joel had a song in, I think, 83 called Easy Money. Soundtrack song. Fantastic song.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Yeah, okay.
That's all I got. You guys keep going.
I have no interest in seeing that show whatsoever.
Ditto.
The CW also on September 21st has In Harm's Way. It's an hour-long reality series chronicling the lives of people performing such dangerous jobs as war photographers and oil well cappers and things like that.
This actually sounds a little bit interesting to me. If they do a different job every week, I would actually probably watch this. This sounds like a Discovery Channel type show.
Okay, well, right after it goes off,
the CW
has Valentine. Jamie Murphy, it's about the Valentines. They play matchmakers for oblivious soulmates, all the while trying to hide their secret. They're a family of Greek gods.
I'm sorry.
They're a family of Greek gods playing matchmakers.
This could actually be good. This
Wackiness play, ensues.
It could be. By the description...
You savage. Come on, bark like a dog for me.
By the description, I don't know if this is going to be a drama or a comedy.
You know, I don't know either. I don't know what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
I haven't the slightest idea. CBS, why do you name shows like this? CBS has a show on September 22nd called Worst Week.
Mm-hmm.
Sure it is, because you're watching this show. I can already see it.
Sam
tries to impress his future in-laws and acts like a jackass, so it's basically Meet the Parents.
Yeah.
It's based on a British series called Worst Week of My Life. Apparently the first episode's pretty funny, because the guy, Kyle Bornheimer, apparently has really great comic timing, but how often can you watch, you know, Meet the Parents week after week?
Over and over.
Two at least.
Oh, no. I think the answer for me was just the one. Thank you.
Really?
Yes. I couldn't make it past that. Any of these sounding interesting to you so far?
I'll let
Mr.
you know
Ricker?
When it happens.
Okay.
Ooh,
CBS.
My wife says.
Oh. Tuesday, damn. September 23rd, CBS brings us The Mentalist. Patrick Jane is a former fake TV psychic who now uses his heightened observation skills to work as a private investigator. You might remember this show on USA. It's called Psych.
It's exactly the same show, except this is not a comedy. It's a drama.
They made a drama.
It's exactly the same show.
They've ripped off. The show Psych, the guy has a really good memory, and he uses this and pretends to be a psychic and helps out the cops, and his buddy knows this, and they mess with the cop guy who never can catch them in the act, and everyone thinks he's a psychic. Right. Well, they've ripped it off. I'm just saying.
Your pants are ringing, sir.
Your pants.
What the hell are you have in your pocket?
Oh,
you're
my
carrying,
God.
Like, the whole...
It's a glasses rag. You're supposed to have pennies in you.
It's a glasses rag.
You got pennies in your pocket.
Wouldn't be the first
time. I didn't have that when I went to work.
Tuesday, the 23rd of September, ABC premieres Opportunity Knocks. J.D. Roth, who used to host that Funhouse, the video game
show
back in the day.
Nickelodeon.
Yeah, back in the day. This is a Ashton Kutcher production. Basically, he's going to knock on the door of pre-screened families, and they're going to build a game show set on their front lawn and ask questions about the family to each other.
This sounds really, really
cute. No wonder
cute.
The world hates us.
It does. It sounds so cute. Families
this will
together.
Not be earth-shattering, but it they might be worth an hour of my time to check it out with the kids the first time.
September 24th, CBS brings us Gary Unmarried, starring Jay Moore and Paula Marshall. The recently divorced Gary tolerates his ex-wife as they struggle to raise their two kids together, and he attempts to find love again. So Jay Moore is in a sitcom. Good for you.
Yeah. This was originally called Project Gary. You may have seen some of the previews for that one. If they change the name of the show as they're about to put it out, that's never a good sign.
They did that for Taya Leone's show that I can't remember the name of.
Yeah.
I don't remember the name either.
Exactly.
Yeah.
God. Okay. Then September 24th, here's one some people are looking forward to. NBC. Knight Rider.
Get it.
Funny. I detect no source of amusement.
Well, I bet you don't, because it's not our good friend is back. This time it's Val Kilmer, of course, doing the voice of Kit. The TV movie did so well,
I'm glad he's getting some work, at least.
They're talking about bringing in the Hoff for a cameo.
Don't hassle the Hoff, man.
No.
Yeah, he actually said that if it actually lasts more than 8 episodes, he'll do it.
Well, he'll come back, and this time Kit transforms. Because,
yeah. He transforms from a car to another car.
To a jet car.
To another car. Yeah.
Because the car itself was cool enough.
They're rebooting the reboot. Because this is nothing like the TV movie.
Oh, really? They took the TV movie.
This is a reboot. It's the same thing. It's like the people and the concept.
I'm amazed it's gotten this far. I mean, usually, if you need to reboot that much after a pilot or a TV movie that's attempting to be a pilot, it's just off the table at that point, you know?
Well, so many people liked it, but they realized, we like the concept, we don't like the story, let's try it again.
Come on, they sold the Knight Rider GPS voice, they've got money behind this, they're going to keep tweaking it and make it work.
I want the Knight Rider GPS.
You're right.
They'll reboot it every damn year if they have to.
I want the Yoda. I found a Yoda, and I want it.
Turn left, you will.
How awesome would that be? I must have it.
Would be awesome. Friday, October 3rd, CBS brings us the X List. A psychic tells Bella Bloom that she has 1 year to get married or else that she never will get married. The catch, her true love is someone she's already dated. Despite the crazy premise, allegedly it's supposed to be a cute thing, but how is it going to last more than a season?
I don't know if it's going to be able to last more than a season. I like the main actress. I remember from Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
She's cute. But I don't think this show's really going to have legs past one season.
No.
They're going to have to really change things up.
Yeah, because she's got to get married.
Yeah.
Let me break into the program for a minute here,
guys.
Oh,
yeah, I saw this.
So my wife is home. Can you get that, Bruce?
Oh, no.
And we have a blue screen of death here. Billy Flynn, we're going to vamp for a minute. What are we looking at here? This is Vista that she has on this machine, by the way. So
let's see. Collecting data BSOD. For crash dump. Ooh, initializing disk for crash dump. Beginning dump of physical memory. Dumping physical memory to disk. Wow.
What the hell?
This is bad. This is not good.
Doesn't sound good.
here's what you're going to do.
All right.
Right now, this number is counting up to 100.
Give that to the Vicarious there. Okay. Yeah.
Once it's done, it should reboot itself automatically. And if you keep your fingers crossed and maybe show your boobs to it, it'll come back. But I can't guarantee that.
Especially that second part. It's a boy computer.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
It absolutely is.
It says Toshiba on the back.
It's
a boy.
He's being
actually,
bad.
If it has the A on the end, it would be feminine.
You've had something in there that's collided. Two programs somewhere has collided, and it's just it's trying to be safe right now because Microsoft's computers are very much smarter than any of us, and of course it's doing everything it can to save you while probably losing everything that you own.
It's at 90.
Ooh, you're almost there.
You're almost there.
Keep our fingers crossed.
Okay, update us in a minute.
Okay, October 9th, ABC brings us Life on Mars, and I'm looking forward to this one.
What is this? I've heard of this.
It's based on a BBC series. New York City police detective Sam Tyler mysteriously is transported back to 1973 after a car accident, and there, you know, political correctness just really doesn't exist. He's got Michael Imperioli from the Sopranos. Is his partner.
Yeah.
And this is like a gritty cop show, a guy from now having survived in 73 and why and how did it happen.
How old do we feel now that these time travel shows now?
We're going to the
73.
Yeah, they did that with the Jumper show that they canceled that I liked.
Yeah.
What was that show called? Vicarious and I watched
No,
the other one. The Vicarious and I watched it.
I love the guy jumped back in time.
Remember the thing that was the new Quantum Leap.
Quantum Leap. I don't remember the name of it either. But same thing. It's like, he goes back in time. We watched the first episode, and he goes back to 1989.
Yeah, thanks.
I was married in 1989 already. That's not time travel.
All right. Fantastic.
Yeah, this show looks very interesting. This could really suck.
Yeah.
Or it could be more than just a nostalgic freak show.
Going to give the first episode a chance and see where they're going to go with it.
Yeah.
See what they're going to do with
it. But by the end of the first season, he comes back, and it's like Dallas. 4 years of it?
Woke up from the shower?
Yeah. He's in the shower. It's 4 years later.
October 9th, CBS brings us 11th Hour.
Journeyman.
That's what it was called.
That's it. Good job.
11th Hour is about Jacob Hood. He's a special scientific advisor for the FBI who also solves criminal investigations. It's a science fact show, not science fiction, says producer Ethan Reif. It looks like it's bad. Jerry Bruckheimer is involved, so it's going to be some kind of weird science FBI CSI thing.
Yeah,
The Bruck.
This sounds like just coming back, and it's like, okay, got to save everybody at the 11th hour, and da-da-da-da.
Yeah. I don't think I need it.
All right, Kath and Kim looks cute to me.
Really?
I finally have something to say. NBC, okay. Kath and Kim. This debuts October the 9th. Molly Shannon, Selma Blair. It looks very ab-fab to me in the ads that I've seen. It looks cute. I mean, it may suck. I don't know, but I may give this a shot.
I watch shows like this and it makes me want to slap somebody.
That's me in the news.
Wow.
Mostly.
It's just like, are you kidding me? If you just pimp slapped her for 2 minutes, this show would be a lot better.
Mother daughter relationship.
It's a remake of an Australian series. I mean, it's worked somewhere else before.
Yeah.
She, woman, Selma Blair leaves her husband after 6 weeks of marriage to move back in with her mom, and hilarity is bound to ensue.
Oh, of course it will, of course. The show that looks absolutely horrible on NBC October 13th, Christian Slater in Saffron Burrows, and Alfre Woodard in My Own Worst Enemy. What do you mean, how do you don't know?
I don't know.
This
I actually
looks
think
horrible.
Actually, this looks actually kind of interesting to me.
This is if they wanted to make Total Recall a 70s show that came on after Mannix.
They've got the Jekyll Hyde thing.
Yeah.
In fact,
this
names,
sounds interesting. If this can be pulled off well,
but they
this is
going to
be the sleeper we're talking about.
What sleeper? They know in the very first episode. Every episode, this is going to be an 80s show. Every episode, the one guy takes over. He wakes up in town somewhere. The two sides of him keep coming out at different points.
And then the lonely man plays.
And the lonely man plays as he walks out of town and waves goodbye to the hot chick.
Even in the show.
If it's that, then it's crap. If it's something else, it could be a lot better.
Even in the ads, they emphasize that he's Edward and Henry, which is a very clever Robert Louis Stevenson thing, because you probably remember Jekyll and Hyde, that was
Henry
was their
Jekyll and Edward Hyde
first names. So I don't know. We'll see.
I don't know. The one I am looking forward to, NBC on Friday, October 17th, doing Crusoe, based on the Robinson Crusoe.
Yeah. Oh, that's what that's from.
Oh, hey, sorry. Go fig.
I mean, go figure. You know, in the book, it lasted over 8 years. They could
actually have
something really interesting with it. It's going to have flashback scenes of his life before the shipwreck, which is where you'll have Sam Neill in there playing his father from back before. So they're going to do
that's cool.
Yeah,
you know, it's Sean Bean, man. That's
I know
cool.
On a TV show. So they're tying in a little bit of Lost with Mr. Crusoe and. Interesting concept. I'd like to see what they
do. Now, what I want
to
see is that if this lasts more than like 3 or 4 seasons, that some kid is going to end up doing his book report on the TV show. And he's going to get so busted for this.
Oh, it could happen. It could
well,
happen.
There was the time that he built the radio out of coconuts.
Oh, wait, wrong show. Damn.
What do we have got enough on this? I read the book. No, you watched the TV show.
And then Lovey came by.
Yeah, really.
Then going back to the CW.
Oh, God.
Why?
Must we?
Wednesday, October 22nd. Stylista. Stylista is on. It's kind of, did you watch The Devil Wears Prada?
No.
Oh, okay.
We're men.
Well, true.
Oh,
wait
yeah.
A minute.
Okay, you cannot pull
I
that card.
Cried. I
you
cried during Elizabeth the Golden card. Age. I cried
right.
Like a little girl.
Okay, fine.
And the other Boleyn girl. Yeah. Oh, touch my heart.
I watched The Perry Princess the other day.
I like girl movies.
I'm not gay.
Shut up.
All right, Stylista is a reality show. 11 fashion assistant wannabe suck-ups to Elle magazine. Famous people do challenges in the world of publishing. Blah 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 blah.
Sounds titillating.
Yeah, this is another reality show. Hey, I want to be a fill in the blank.
Yeah,
and who wants to bust their butt all season long to be somebody's assistant?
These people do.
Yeah,
these people do.
You
know, you get well. Maxim pays good money, apparently. Sorry. January is the next thing that I have. We have to wait to January for Fox to bring us Dollhouse.
Yeah, see, Buzz is getting a little weird on this.
Yeah,
yes,
I've
it
heard.
Is.
Yeah.
Keeps getting put off, keeps getting reworked. It's Joss Whedon. It should be a golden child.
Yes, it's Joss Whedon.
I want a Dollhouse.
Yeah, in other words...
Fox doesn't understand.
Is it
in
okay?
other words, it's going to be well-written, a fan favorite, and it's going to be canceled in 12 episodes.
All right, apparently the official Vicar computer, this is actually the Vicaress laptop,
right.
is fine.
Really?
Or at least appears to be fine. Now,
okay,
I mean.
Good.
Hey, see? Boobs work.
Oh, did she? Did I miss it?
Dude,
damn
yes.
It. Every time she's ever flashed, I've missed it.
I haven't.
Really?
I mean, granted, I can see him whenever I want, but I mean, whenever she's flashed around other
okay.
people.
Well, now I saw.
Not that she does it
often.
just when I'm
well, ready. More than you may think.
Anyway. Huh.
Oh, damn, dude. That's just me. All right, so Dollhouse.
Right. Dollhouse, it's Joss Whedon's new show. You've got a Echo, what is it, Eliza Dushku is
yeah.
in this.
Mm-hmm.
She is basically River Tam, if you could put like different personalities on her.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, the blank canvas thing?
Blank canvas thing.
Yeah.
She's just...
she is over who you want her to be.
Yes.
I love that.
She can be anybody. She lives other lives and there's a lab and mysterious things go on. And there's been all kinds of like weird things where Fox keeps wanting him to rewrite stuff. And I don't know what to make of that.
Because Fox is trying to take over everything.
Now we get the wonderful time of year known as mid-season, which is what some of these are. Some of these could become shows, may or may not.
Well, they'll be shows. They just won't last long.
Well, if, you know.
May not get aired at all. That's
exactly.
Okay.
Well. Bad Mother's Handbook, ABC, has Alicia Silverstone playing a mom who is having to care for her teenage daughter and her middle-aged mom. It's based on a British novel and TV movie of the same name, and I think it's going to be fantastic.
All right, let me say, the middle-aged mom is Megan Mullally, whom I love. Not only is she gorgeous and funny and talented, doesn't mean the show's going to be good.
Yeah, is she going to be Will and
but
Grace
I love her, so,
yeah.
You know, might check it out just because of her.
Oh, are we still doing the show? Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay, no problem.
Blueberry pancakes.
Now. Let's see. Also, mid-season for NBC is Kings.
Mm-hmm.
It's a retelling of the David and Goliath story. It takes place in a modern-day fictional monarchy.
Modern-day fictional monarchy.
Yeah, go figure.
That sounds interesting.
David is a soldier who, by rescuing the crown prince during wartime, finds his fate intertwined with that of the complicated king, played by Ian McShane from Deadwood, and his daughter, the princess. So, who knows what in the hell that could possibly be.
I don't care.
I do believe they're going to get medieval on someone's Irish
word. I do believe so. The CW has, something that I'm going to have to check out because it's called Suburbia. It's about a family man whose household is shaken up by the arrival of new neighbors.
But who's it star?
Bombshell daughter. And, of course, it stars our good buddy, Bob Saget.
Bob Saget, bitch, you better act someone.
Oh, we rolling with Saget this season.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Okay, it depends on who they let Bob Saget be.
Right.
If they let him be Danny Tanner.
Yes, very true.
Okay, it's going to suck. But if it's going to be, let him be anything close to really Bob Saget, you know. The
real
whole,
Bob Saget.
Yeah, the aristocrats Bob Saget.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good show.
The aristocrats.
Ha!
Now, I'm sorry, but I'm not excited about the fall season.
Not a lot.
I reiterate that I don't care.
There's a couple of things that I would check out, but there's nothing really new that I'm like.
I want to see every
Fringe,
episode of this. Yeah.
Fringe, yeah. I'll keep watching me some Fringe. I hope Dollhouse turns out to be okay. I'm going to try Life on Mars.
I'm going to try Life on Mars as well. I'll check out a few of the other shows. My Own Worst Enemy. I actually want to see that one.
I have no interest in that whatsoever.
It's going to be one of those. I'm either going to go look at you and go, yeah, you're right, or you're going to look at you and go, okay, dudes, check this out. Go take the special antenna. Go check this out.
Fantastic. Okay, so stuff, not new shows, but stuff returning from last season. We should talk about those. Some already have. Terminator, the Sarah Connor Chronicles came back September 8th.
Yeah, I saw that.
Shirley Manson apparently making the world happy.
Oh, no, I didn't see that one.
She's only happy when it rains.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
That's right.
Smallville premiered tonight
as the Doctor.
Spoiler alert.
Okay.
I haven't seen it either.
Sorry about that, folks.
Well, that's what I got from the commercial. If you've seen the commercial, then you've seen it. Shut up.
Smallville premiered tonight. The Doctor called in. He had been playing Force Unleashed so long he thought he saw The Apprentice. I can't wait to figure out what that is. Monday, we're going to have Heroes back for the 3-hour premiere.
Is that this Monday?
That's Monday.
22nd. Okay. I knew the 22nd was relevant to me for some reason.
There it is, sir.
It was that on anniversary, one of the two.
I mean, it's something like that.
So,
but the first hour is like recap and special. You can skip the first hour.
So don't tell me 3 hours if it's not an actual.
If it's not an actual
3 hour
thing.
But that's what I'm saying. You know, turn on at 9 o'clock if you're Eastern.
So are we all on the same page on this sort of in the fact that you're going to have to impress me to keep me this year?
You've got 3 or 4 episodes to impress me.
But you're going to have to come out. You're going to have to come out swinging.
Yeah.
You have to come out swinging hard.
Just a swinging.
Yeah.
Hey, little girl. Okay. Also on Monday the 22nd, Boston Legal comes back, which, you know, if the first hour of the 3 hour, which actually two of it is the season premiere, if the first hour sucks a lot, I could switch over and catch the season premiere of Boston Legal.
That's nice.
I could do that. Big Bang Theory also comes back Monday.
Good job.
I have not watched, although I'm told I would love it.
Oh, you would love it.
I have the first season, and I need to work my way through it, I guess, as soon as I clear out a couple more Buffies so I can get to it.
It's very funny. It's very geeky. You'll pick up on stuff that some people may not pick up on. So it's pretty good.
That's cool.
I'm a rogue night elf.
I'm down with it.
The Office comes back September 25th. I'm so looking forward to The Office.
I have not seen an episode of it.
I love both the American and British version. Obviously, the British one is better, but they've done a fine job. Well, that's why. There's an actual overall story that's told, whereas with the American version, we have to
just
keep
going.
And that's the problem with network TV is you have to keep things going that.
People
so want to
keep
money.
It, and they're buying the stuff that's sold on it.
September 29th, Chuck comes back.
Chuck.
Do you think we're going to have some more Slave Leia this year?
I would hope so.
What's her name?
No.
I can't think of her name.
God.
The girl in Chuck?
Ooh, God, she's hot.
She's no Rosario Dawson.
She's close. God, she's good.
Okay.
Did you see that Rosario Dawson picture that was placed in the forums here at GeekRadioDaily.com? Someone put it up as a late birthday present.
Yes.
Oh, Rosario
Dawson. Lord of mercy. October 1st brings us back Pushing Daisies. Have you seen Pushing
Yes,
Daisies?
Yes, I have.
I have not, and I've been told Dr. that,
Seuss
too, I would enjoy.
Pushing Daisies is the greatest fairy tale I think I've ever seen on TV. It is.
It's Dr. Seuss.
I'm told I would enjoy that.
It's if Dr. Seuss wrote a television show.
A sweet romantic detective show for Dr. Seuss.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what this is. And if it's the greatest thing Tim Burton's not directed, not involved in. It's the greatest Tim Burton thing
he's not doing.
It's really cool.
So basically the season sucks.
Well, because the networks are starting to catch on to, like, the BBC and other people, because some things aren't premiering this fall because they're going to show all their episodes together. In fact, January, we get the next season of Lost, which is going to be straight through, no reruns.
Yeah. Good.
And that's really cool for folks like me because you just want to hurry up. Next chapter. Let's do it.
Don't give me six episodes and then wait 18 weeks.
I don't want to see that. Now, of course, where is Battlestar Galactica? Right now?
Where is it?
Exactly.
Nobody knows.
It was supposed to be January. Now it might be end of January. It was early January, end of January, and right now it's sort of tenuous. What do you mean it's tenuous?
Tenuous. You've shot all the episodes. Put them out.
They're done. Just air the goddamn things.
Yeah, really.
Well, let me be the one then to raise the ugly specter of another writer's strike.
Well, the actor's strike.
I'm sorry. Another Hollywood strike's what I meant to say.
Actor strike.
That is what we call a dick move.
Yeah.
You're lucky you people are working, half of you.
Yeah. So
my mom said I was cool.
Your mother was wrong.
So that is going to determine an awful lot of what we see and don't see. Again. God.
Again.
So we'll see.
So
I'm done. I'm done. That's all I need to talk about, really.
Battlestar Galactica.
I'm going to watch
Battlestar Galactica. There's something we should talk about with Battlestar Galactica. Sunday.
Sunday is the 30th anniversary of the premiere of Battlestar Galactica on ABC.
Oh, God, I'm old. Okay.
Yes, you are. Because it was 30 years ago today, Lord Greed taught the king to play.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Boxley. Daggett.
Yeah. Apollo and Starbuck.
Crazy. Because Star Wars was so huge.
Yeah.
So different.
Mm-hmm.
So incredibly different. Yes. Are you still singing the theme over
there?
I
love the theme song to Battlestar Galactica. The original.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard the new one?
No, I haven't seen the show. You know that.
Yeah.
You've watched half of a thing. Dude.
You watched half of an episode.
Half of the miniseries.
You have no idea how great that show is. You have to watch that show. It's simply the finest television.
Yeah, but I understand there's no stuffed robot dog, and that's really what I liked about the first one.
I'm going to punch you right in the freaking head.
All right, kiddies, that's going to do it for another episode of GRD Weekly.
Licensed
under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 U.S. license. Make sure you drop us a review over on iTunes.
Please.
I really want to crack 50. We got 38
as
of today or yesterday, but I want 50 people, so if you're digging the show, please let us know. Join in the social geek working over on the forums at geekradiodaily.com. Buy some GRD gear at cafepress.com and email us at podcast@Vicar, Billy Flynn, or the Bruce at GeekRadioDaily.com, or leave a voicemail at 206-338-6432.
206-3-FUN-HECK.
Blah, 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 blah. Oh, wow, this is about 90% less funny than you think it is.
I'm gonna hit you with your own pimp.
I thought it was piss wrapped in poo.
This has been the saddest excuse for entertainment I've ever seen.
The start of television's second most exciting season, mid-season, is just 200 exciting seconds away.
Door.
Locked.
Phone.
Unplugged.
Dog, cat.
Taped and corked.
Perfect.
It's America's funniest tornadoes. And at 9:30, All in the Family 1999.
Oh, jeez, there they got me living with an African-American, a Semite-American, and a woman-American there. And I'm glad. I love yous all. I love everybody. I wish I'd saved my money from the first show.
Oh, I can't wait. Look, Marge, I had a scorecard printed up at that all-night scorecard place.
Isn't mid-season just a dumping ground for second-rate shows that weren't good enough for the fall schedule?
You're thinking of all the other years. This year's shows are classics. There's the Laughter Family. That's animated. Networks like animation because they don't have to pay the actors squat.
Plus, they can replace him and no one can tell the diddly difference.
And now, mid-season kicks off with Admiral Baby.